A shooting at a mosque in Quebec City last Sunday that left six people dead and several more wounded has shocked and saddened people throughout Canada and has driven concerns that anti-Islamic incidents could be on the rise. Kate McKenna is a reporter for the CBC in Montreal. She's been in Quebec City this week covering the story and joins me now on the line for our Friday regional report. Kate, thanks very much for speaking with us.
No problem.
First, what's known at this point about the alleged shooter and what may have motivated him to commit such a crime?
So police arrested a man named Alexandre Bissonnette on Sunday night. He's 27 years old. He was charged with, in Canada, six counts of first-degree murder, which is premeditated murder, and five counts of attempted murder. This is a guy who grew up in Quebec City, and people we spoke with say he was a little bit conservative in his views. He was very pro-Israel. And he looked up to certain politicians, including Marine Le Pen and Donald Trump, your president over there. Those views would be a little bit, well, they're quite significantly more right than the norm in Quebec City. But nobody that I spoke with, people who knew him from school or from political groups, said that they believed that he was capable of this sort of violence. However, other people I spoke with said that they did see a switch in his politics over the last year. He was fairly moderate right wing. Then he became kind of extreme right wing. And a friend that Radio Canada, our French network, has spoken with said that he grew to really dislike Muslims and he started targeting Islam in his online posts. So it's still, the picture of Alexandre Bissonnette is still kind of being painted. Still a lot to learn about that guy, but certainly somebody who admired the work of Donald Trump and Marine Le Pen.
Well, the response throughout Canada, especially in Quebec, was one of sadness and shock. But I understand from your reporting that in the province of Quebec, including its largest city, Montreal, many Muslims are reporting feeling afraid now, and there are concerns that hate crime incidents against Muslims may be on the rise. What can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, there were some threats here at this mosque in particular in Quebec City in the past year. During the month of Ramadan, a pig's head was left outside the mosque last year. And of course, Muslims don't eat pork. There was a note on it that said Bon Appetit. So there have been incidents like that. There have been mosques in Montreal have been targeted. People have left kind of hateful notes that say, like, go home, or windows have been shot out. An imam has said that his car was shot with a BB gun in the past. But despite that, nobody that we've spoken with said that they believed it would escalate in the way that it did escalate. And of course, like, police are not drawing a link between Alexandre Bissonnette and any sort of pro-right group, or extreme right group, I should say. Like, nobody has made that direct connection.
Some of the hate expression you were just talking about kind of goes contrary to what we perceive here in the States of being Canada being about. We think of Justin Trudeau, as you said, welcoming some 25,000 refugees from Syria to Canada for safe haven. The general perception here is that Canada is a really tolerant place, multicultural for the most part, cities like Montreal, certainly Toronto. So is there more of an outpouring of support that you're seeing, or is there more of this other kind of backlash, if you will, that seems more isolated yet disturbing?
Oh, I definitely think there's been more support than backlash. Like, I don't want to play into stereotypes, because that like anti-immigration, anti-Muslim sentiment for sure exists in Canada, but the outpouring of support that people have seen has been, like, incredible. I mean, there are people who say that they think that this will be a turning point in Quebec politics, that political leaders will be less likely to try and court an anti-immigration vote, just because some people have said that it leads to sort of anti-Muslim, anti-Islamophobic sort of thinking. So it's hard to say, but certainly when I was outside the mosque yesterday, the streets are just lined with tributes for the people who died, like candles lit all night, flowers, cards, people saying that they want Muslims in their community, that they want mosques in their community. Please don't leave.
And finally, Kate, what's next for the alleged shooter in terms of prosecuting him for this crime? What kinds of penalties might he be looking at? Canada does not have the death penalty. That wouldn't be on the table, would it?
No. And in fact, in Canada, the most severe crime you can be charged with is first degree murder. Now, there is some question about terrorism charges. Once the shooting happened, both the prime minister and the premier here, Philippe Couillard, called the shooting a terrorist attack, while others have said that it's a hate crime. But in Canada, a first-degree murder conviction carries an automatic life sentence with no chance of parole for 25 years. So if he is found guilty of all six first-degree murder charges, he could face 150 years without a chance of parole. So some people in the Muslim community say that they want to see terrorism charges laid because they feel it would kind of justify, you know, what happened to him, or at least on a political level, indicate that this was a targeted attack against a particular group of people. However, you know, from a legal perspective, it's much easier to prove premeditated murder than it is to prove terrorism charges. And on top of that, the penalties for first-degree murder are the most severe in the Canadian Criminal Code. So that is why we've been speaking to lawyers. They say we might not see terrorism charges. However, the RCMP here, the Mounted Police, are saying that they are still looking to lay those charges. Those charges might come later, but they need to gather a little bit more evidence before that can happen.
Kate McKenna is a reporter with the CBC in Montreal. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.